I'm here today with Pamela, the executive director of the Okotoks Food Bank. How are you doing today, Pamela?
It's Friday. We love Fridays.
I'm excited it's Friday as well. I love Fridays, and you know what? It's a great day to talk about all the incredible work you guys do for the Okotoks community.
Thank you, Trent. It's a wonderful opportunity to talk about what we do here in Okotoks.
It is that time of year where people want to help out in different ways because Christmas is the time of giving, right?
It definitely is. And now that we flip the calendar, there's no getting away from it. Today is December 1st.
Food banks across Alberta and across the country have been struggling because there's so many people in need this time of year. Is that happening in Okotoks as well?
Our statistics are reflecting the national numbers. And the results from the past year are truly astounding, even to us who have been working with food banks for quite a while. The fact that basically 2 million Canadians had to use food banks in the last year, it really is mind-boggling. In a country like Canada, people are always surprised by how big the need is here. And I should mention that we are a food distribution hub, and we have a particular food distribution program that services basically anybody, not just someone who lives in Okotoks. And that is our fastest growing program. We are currently seeing about 150 families a day for that particular program.
Wow, that's quite an effort. You guys must be busy all the time.
We are busy all the time. But on the plus side, we have so many volunteers who just want to help us out. I'm very happy to have a little over 200 volunteers. We're managing.
That's good. That's good to hear. Now, I was on your website and I saw the Adopt a Family Christmas Hamper program. Can you give our listeners a little bit of insight into that program?
You bet. Our main Christmas program is the Christmas Hamper program, and that we give out to a family in need. And it's a little different from our regular hampers in that it is just food for Christmas Day. So that hamper will have the fixings for breakfast, for lunch, for a very nice dinner, and then some afternoon snacks, evening chocolate, that kind of idea.
That sounds wonderful. How do people adopt a family? Do they have to get in touch with you guys, and how do they register and that type of thing?
Okay. We have a couple of ways. So you can fill out a form, the online form, on our website, and there's the opportunity there to click on the button that takes you to our site on Canada Helps, and you can pay immediately. And we basically cater to three types of family size, small, medium, and large.
Yeah.
And of course, the corresponding fee is different for each one. And so you can pay it immediately on Canada Helps. Or we're pretty trusting here at Okotoks. You can mail us a check. Everyone is welcome to stop by and visit our food bank, and they can hand deliver their check. Give us a phone call, and I'll fill the form out on the phone. Or again, always just come and see us, and we can fill the form out together and have a little bit of a tour of the food bank.
There is another way for people to help out. You guys are holding a food bank soul food Christmas concert on the 12th and 13th, and you're raising money for the food bank. Now, how does that work? How do people help out in that way?
Okay. This is the one instance I wish it was television, and you could see the big smile on my face. Our Christmas concert is so special, Trent. It's been going on for, I think about 16 years now.
Wow.
And it is truly our food bank's biggest fundraiser of the year. Two evenings of wonderful songs. It's local musicians who donate time and donate their talent. They do not, so they're not paid. They're doing this as a labor of love for us. The Evangelical Free Church donates the space to us. So it's a wonderful space. Because they have so much to share, that's why it runs over two nights.
Okay.
So this year, it will run on Tuesday, December 12th. And Wednesday, December 13th. All of the tickets can be purchased online via Eventbrite.
Okay.
I believe they're $25, and then there is an option to donate right in the Eventbrite site. Consistently, they raise for us between 55 to 75,000 a year, depending on how many people come to the concert. And as well, the attendees usually bring a food item to donate. So it often raises a couple thousand pounds of food for us also.
All right. Well, thank you so much for spending just a little bit of time with us here on the Windspeaker Radio Network today. You guys are doing incredible work for the people of Okotoks, and I hope you guys have the best Christmas possible.
Aw, that's very kind of you, Trent.
If you're in need of help from the Okotoks Food Bank this holiday season, you can reach out by phone at 403-651-6629 or check out their website at okotoksfoodbank.ca.